This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare Insurance and Health News channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Lydia Del Rossi, who has managed Aiken Health Insurance Company since 2002, a full-service brokerage source specializing in private nationwide PPO, non-ACA, non-Obamacare alternative coverage, and PPO Medicare Sup Life accident and disability products, offering resources designed to help people secure coverage in a nationwide cost-effective format. Lydia, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. Certainly looking forward to hearing from you, especially on this topic that's so important, especially in health care and health coverage. So what exactly is non-Obamacare health insurance, and how does it differ from the plans offered on the exchange?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. A lot of people just don't seem to know that this exists. What happened in 2014 when the Affordable Care Act first became law? One of the components in it was a clause that stated, as of January 1, 2014, all cost-incurred health insurance may not be bought or sold by individuals. It is illegal to buy or sell cost-incurred insurance as of that day. Now, most people have no idea what that means. A cost-incurred insurance plan is a plan where you meet a deductible, you're incurring a cost, you have a co-insurance, 80-20, 70-30, 50-50, and you have co-pays. So those are cost-incurred insurance plans, which were replaced by Obamacare. The only cost-incurred insurance plans other than plans Obamacare, for lack of a better term, we'll just use that term, that were allowed to be on the market were the ones that were grandfathered in for a point in time, group policies, and that's it. Individuals pretty much were given the option, you take Obamacare, you take nothing. So a lot of insurance companies had left the market because there had been some requirements and regulations that they had to adhere to in a very small period of time, and suddenly the market dried up. It was unbelievable. And you've got a few of the big boys that decided they were going to work with the United States government on this, and everybody else was just running in the wind. So you have, out of 350 million Americans, which I find the math very interesting, you start out with people that, 6 million people in America will jump through the exchange to buy this guarantee-issue cost-incurred coverage. But there's millions of Americans that didn't want any part of it for whatever number of reasons. Because of that, there were certain insurance companies on the market that were already approved to sell insurance under an umbrella called supplements. Now, when we think of supplement, we think of $50 here, $500 there, fills the gap in my major medical. That's how it used to be. But with the advent of the Affordable Care Act, these companies, and there's four or five of them, they took that $50, $500 a day and blew them up. In fact, one of the companies I do business with pays $3,000 a day for every day you're in the hospital, 365 days, and $12,000 a day for ICU. These companies pay, easily over $1 million a year, but there's no deductible to have to meet. The benefits are defined. You know exactly what it's going to pay per part of the insurance, and they are underwritten, which makes it different. There's not guarantee issue. If you are pregnant or you have a chronic illness, then you've got to go to Obamacare. But if you are reasonably healthy and you are not, your premium is not being paid by the government through a subsidy, then you need to look at non-Obamacare alternative coverage, because it is extremely fat, very rich, and it saves you a lot of money.
Some really good information right there. What made you want to focus on specializing in this type of coverage versus just going with the flow and enrolling people in Obamacare, as most health insurance brokers do?
Well, I did. I went through all of the training. I was certified by the United States government, by CMS. I did indeed represent Assurant, which was the last PPO plan in the United States. PPOs are the best and the only way to go. They allow you to go to any doctor, any hospital, anywhere in America without the hassle of looking for a network once Assurant left, that was the end of that run. All of the ACA compliant products now are either EPOs, exclusive provider organizations, or HMOs, health maintenance organizations, and they are very, very, very regulated. And in my state of South Carolina, we are down to one single option, Blue Cross Blue Shield Essentials, one. So if the doctor doesn't take it, you are out of luck, my friend. And a lot of these people get these high premiums. The premiums keep going up from all of the ill people that are being paid for by the insurance company, and high deductibles, and nobody takes it. So I tell them, you must empower yourself. I have resources. I can show you how to make those tests less expensive. I have ways I could show you where you could do self-pay and get everything reimbursed. But you have to be a good consumer now. And I try to give everybody a different option than what else is out there.
Today we are speaking with Lydia Del Rossi, who has managed Aiken Health Insurance Company since 2002, a full-service brokerage source here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare Insurance and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Lydia, can you give us an example of how these types of plans would benefit a consumer if they had a hospital stay or needed expensive nuclear testing like a CAT scan?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've got all kinds of documentation I would be delighted to show anybody that asked. There are a couple of things nationwide that people really, really, really need to know about. One of them is called WeCareMedicalMall.org. WeCare, like the word we, the way care, WeCareMedicalMall.org. Now, what that is a nationwide resource that has set prices for CAT scans and PET scans. You may walk into a radiology center here and be told it's $6,000 because you have Obamacare insurance. If you go here, and you can get that online, the same test, $200, including radiologists. There's another one out there that's called AnyLabTestNow.com. AnyLabTestNow. They have got lists and lists of all the blood work, different tests that they offer, $40, $50, $100. It's insane how humans in America have no idea what medical procedures cost. So they just go, well, here's my card, please don't hurt me. No, no, no. Those days are gone. You need to be more proactive. You need to be more engaged. You have to be more involved with your own health. If you need to go to a lab test, go to AnyLabTestNow.com, and they will show you the prices right there online. If you need a more significant test, go to WeCareMedicalMall.org. But one of the big examples I have, one of my clients, now this is something that would never happen with Obamacare, her particular non-Obamacare product, the defined benefit product, uses a PPO network called MultiPlan. She went to the hospital, got a bill, $51,087.02. I'm looking right at it. Well, she almost had a heart attack, which would put her right back in the hospital. But I told her, wait a minute, just let it all shake out. And what happened? That PPO discounted that bill by $30,652.21. That left her a bill of $20,434.81. Now, that still sounds like an awful lot of money because she had been in the hospital 7 days. But what happened is then the defined benefit coverage kicked in. Once the PPO discount was established, it paid that bill at the rate of $3,000 a day because she was in the hospital for 6 days. The seventh day didn't count because that's just when she got admitted. Her total out-of-pocket of that $51,000 was $434.81, period. That's what I'm talking about. And this would never happen with a product on the exchange. This woman does not have to meet a deductible, and it's got nationwide coverage. And, you know, so I'm just a believer because I get very involved with my clients and I help them navigate the waters because they've gotten very rocky out there.
Information is everything. That is quite an example. Thanks for sharing that, and it's absolutely eye-opening as well. What other resources can your company offer consumers so they can be more engaged in their own care and the health insurance process and save money?
Well, you know, anybody can go to my website, which is Aiken, A-I-K-E-N, healthinsurance.com, AikenHealthInsurance.com. I have links And I have all kinds of information there because I want to help everybody help themselves. But I am a big believer in a website nationwide. It is called healthcarebluebook.com. www.healthcarebluebook.com. It was created by doctors. And what they did is they list, across the United States, in every zip code, you can key in any procedure from a doctor visit for an x-ray to a medical procedure in the hospital, and they will tell you what the fair market value, usual and customary rate truly is in that zip code for that procedure. And what that translates to is it tells you what the facility will settle for. They may tell you it's $6,000, they will settle for $600. And if you can go into that facility with your eyes open, knowing what's really going to be settled for, then you can negotiate. And people have got to learn to negotiate for their bodies. They negotiate for their cars. They negotiate for their clothes. They negotiate for virtually anything but their bodies. So it's time for us to start taking a little more care and challenge of what we are walking and talking with than sitting there and letting some third party tell you what it's going to cost. So that is a resource I would say I send people to every single day. Then, of course, you go back to the We Care Medical Mall and the AndyLab. Now, there's also a great, great site I like to tell people about. It's called copatient.com. Copatient.com. I don't care what kind of insurance you have. If you're being overcharged for something, you just get a hold of these people, and they'll help renegotiate down your medical bill. They don't charge a thing unless they're successful. And if someone has a problem with medication costs, try GoodRx. GoodRx will give you some real guidance on how to get some major medications at a much lower cost. And this is just, I'm scratching the surface. This is what I do all day, is to create vehicles for people to empower themselves and get out there without being scared.
Certainly incredible information, without a question. If someone wanted to be in direct contact with you, how would they do that as well?
Well, there's a couple of ways. I mean, again, AikenHealthInsurance.com. My cell phone number is all over it. My email address is AikenHealth, AikenHealth, AikenHealth@AOL.com. Contact me there. I could share as much information as I can, give you a quote. We do the non-Obamacare, you know, health insurance for individuals. I do small groups. We also have fabulous Medicare supplement, nationwide PPO products at probably the lowest price you're going to find anywhere if you're in the state of South Carolina for that one. But, you know, basically we try to have world-class insurance products and cutting-edge information and give it to our people in a personalized way. That's the whole backbone of Aiken Health Insurance.
Well, Lydia, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Really super information, and we look forward to staying in touch in all regards, and thanks for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you for having us and having me. And I hope that, you know, some of my information can help people start looking at this new enrollment time period with different eyes and see what else is out there, because if they're not in my state, I could certainly tell them where to find people like me in their state.
Well, certainly an intention getter and exciting information at the same time. We've been speaking with Lydia Del Rossi, who has managed Aiken Health Insurance Company since 2002, a full-service brokerage source specializing in private nationwide PPO, non-ACA, non-Obamacare alternative coverage, and PPO Medicare sub-life accident and disability products, offering resources designed to help people secure coverage in a nationwide cost-effective format. And for more information, simply visit AikenHealthInsurance.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare Insurance and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.